With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. This week brings a number of key economic reports along with remarks by a handful of high-ranking Federal Reserve officials.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a speech Monday. He'll be followed over the next few days by remarks from the New York, Chicago, and St. Louis Fed presidents. Federal Reserve Governor Michael Barr delivers remarks Tuesday and Wednesday. The ADP March jobs report is due Wednesday, followed by the government's March employment report on Friday. This week also brings updates on consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit. Rich Thomason, Washington.
GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment, but Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. There's a bit of a change coming to U.S. currency.
The Trump administration has announced that future U.S. paper currency will feature President Donald J. Trump's signature alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's, marking the first time a sitting president's signature will appear. The move, tied to the nation's upcoming 250th anniversary, comes alongside other Trump-themed commemorative coin initiatives and has sparked backlash from Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have entered the month-long war in the Middle East and claim they launched missiles toward Israel. The buildup in the military is improving. This is SRN News. A new study asks clergymen about technology.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 95% of America's church leaders believe that digital tools and online platforms open new opportunities for ministries. 79% also think that innovations in high tech will positively shape the future of the church. Many congregations have adopted digital tools, and Barna says, quote, "The next question is, how can the technology they already use help them fulfill their mission more faithfully and effectively?" Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in the children's and teen sections. Parents in the state are demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. Library boards in various states are responding in different ways. This is SRN News. A Missouri judge has allowed the use of a new U.S. House district backed by President Trump.
A judge ruled Friday that the new districts can remain in place while election officials determine whether opponents submitted enough petition signatures to trigger a referendum. The ruling is a victory for Republicans because it means the new district lines are to be followed as candidates file for office. Opponents had argued the district should have been suspended after referendum petitions were submitted. John Scott reporting.
Dual jury verdicts this week have validated long-standing concerns about the dangers of social media for young people, but the U.S. lacks federal regulation that meaningfully addresses those harms. Other countries, meanwhile, have implemented a bevy of restrictions on children's online activities, ranging from outright social media bans to requiring younger teens to link their accounts to a parent's. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.